Please listen again to Mark chapter 8, verse 27. On the way, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" To God, lover, beloved, and love. Amen. Again, this is Mark chapter 8, verse 27. Jesus is on the road with his disciples, and he asks them, "Who do people say that I am?" Why Jesus? This is going to be the theme we meditate on this fall. Why Jesus? Why have people for thousands of years listened to him, imitated him, worshipped him, honored him? What is it about Jesus that still draws a crowd around the world, Sunday by Sunday? Why have we here in this part of the world continued to meet in his name, to develop a property marked with the sign of his cross, and gather around a table to share his bread and wine, his body and his blood? What is it about Jesus that causes our hearts and our minds, our consciences, and our actions to be awakened in new ways? Why Jesus? We here are the beneficiaries of a tradition that was passed down from generation to generation, a way of life that was taught to us by our spiritual ancestors, a tradition that holds Jesus at its center, a way, a path on which we have been taught so that we, in our turn, can walk with others, those who come after us. And it's all about Jesus. Jesus, that ancient Jewish rabbi from Nazareth who God anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, that healer who went about doing good and helping all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus, that one who we have come to know to be the Holy One of God, in whom are the words of eternal life. Jesus, our spiritual pioneer and our home at the end of our journey of faith. God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, you know it, say it with me, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried, who descended to the dead, who on the third day rose again and ascended into heaven, and who is seated at the right hand of the Father. Yeah, that guy. Why him? Why Jesus? Especially when we look at our reading this morning. There is Jesus walking with his friends on the road, and he asks them what people are saying about him. Who do people say that I am? Now, it is a bad idea to get into the habit of Googling your name, I've found. I don't know if you've ever done it. Don't. I did it once and found a blog that mentioned both Andrew and me, and it wasn't very flattering. It was even mean. Fortunately, the author called me Davis Taylor, so, you know, I can let it slide. Still, I don't think Jesus asks his question because he is on an ego trip and wants to know how his celebrity is doing. Rather, he wants to set up an opportunity to jar people's expectations of who he is and what it means for him to be who he is. Peter answers the question rightly. Jesus, you are the Messiah. The word Messiah comes from the Hebrew and means the anointed one. In Greek, that word is Christ, Christos. When we say Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos, we are saying Jesus, the anointed one, the Messiah. A Messiah is someone who is anointed by God to free and protect God's people. King David and all the kings of ancient Israel were messiahs. They were all anointed with oil to be the leader and protector of their people. Queen Elizabeth and her successors are messiahs. She was anointed with oil, and so too, we assume, Charles will be. A little old-fashioned for us in this Wild West, I suppose, but messiahs are leaders of people raised up by God to free and protect the people. You are the Messiah, says Peter. To which Jesus replies, and don't you dare tell anyone about me. Why? Why, Jesus, would you not want the world to know that you are the anointed one from God to free us and protect us, to overthrow the structures of violence and evil? Isn't that something worth sharing? We're suffering here, after all, Jesus. Rome keeps attacking in all of its various incarnations through history. Our religious leaders are milking us dry. Our local government keeps letting us down. Can't we spread the word that you are the anointed one of God come to help? But this stern order not to tell anyone about him is so important to who Jesus is, and why we follow him even 2,000 years later, and why we think he's worth sharing with our children and our children's children, our friends and our neighbors. This is why. Because we human beings, we love our saviors. We love when people come and save the day and lift us out of the trouble we are facing. We love heroes. We love overthrowing unjust structures, you know, at least when the injustice is directed at us. We love it when someone comes and makes our life easier to handle and who solves our problems. We love our heroes, but we are notoriously bad at choosing them. Like Alexander the Great, who rode his horse through the known Western world and unified it under the banner of Greek culture. Suddenly, the markets of the world are opened, culture is shared, prosperity is rampant, and all it took was a little bloodshed. Or Julius Caesar, dear savior Julius, who saw division in the known Western world and built roads and bridges to connect people. And the economy flourished and culture was shared and people lived under the great Pax Romana, the peace of Rome. And all it took was, you know, a series of wars and crucifying insurrectionists and assassinating political adversaries. We love our heroes, but are notoriously bad at choosing them. Like King Henry VII and those who came after him who sailed around the world, giving us access to the best produce and culture and land. All this empty, uninhabited land, right? The English economy grew beyond its wildest imaginations, and eventually the sun never set on the British Empire. All it took was a massive naval fleet, well-trained commanders with the best weapons to overpower the locals, and, you know, a handful of residential schools. Humans love saviors. People who bring about a better world, no matter the cost to others. And Jesus is not going to play that game. Yeah, you got it right. I am the Messiah, says Jesus, but don't tell anyone, because you don't know what a true Messiah is yet. You will soon enough, but you don't know yet. You see a Messiah as someone with the best army or the fullest bank, but I see a Messiah as one who undergoes great suffering. You see a Messiah as someone who is charismatic and well-liked and sought after, but I see a Messiah as someone not well-regarded by political or spiritual or intellectual leaders. A Messiah to me is not part of that system. For me, says Jesus, a Messiah is someone who sees life outside the boundaries of the current situation and who pursues that life. And in the process of pursuing that eternal life, even gives up their life. They die. A Messiah is someone who gives up their life, who dies, because only in death, in self-sacrificial, life-giving up death, can something new be reborn. A new way, a new politic, a new religion, a new economy. The one who wants to bring about the greatest change in the world, Jesus says, is the one who will die to this world and all its pursuits of fame and glory and wealth and status. But you, dear friends of mine, you do not know this yet. So don't tell anyone I am the Messiah, because in people's imaginations, all that means is that I am but another Alexander the Great, another Julius Caesar, building an army to overthrow one government and replace it with mine. It is not so with me. My power is not in weapons or armies or economies or in the halls of government. My power is in the God who is love. love, that self-giving thing that exists not for the benefit of the one who has it, but for the benefit of someone else. Love, the source of creation and the hope of the world. Why Jesus? Because in Jesus, we can break out of the pattern of Alexander's the Great, Caesar's Julius, British colonialism, and all the other saviors of the world who brought peace by the blood of others. Why Jesus? Because when Jesus is the Messiah, we don't sacrifice others in the pursuit of our vision of the world. Instead, we lay down our lives as we turn our attention to the healing of this world. Why Jesus? Because when Jesus is the Messiah, we can step away from the treadmills of society, like the pursuit of wealth or fame or success, and find the rest that we have been created for. Why Jesus? Because when Jesus is our Messiah, the world can be united in love and peace by a common connection to a cross rather than a sword. And why Jesus? Because in Jesus we have a Messiah who walks with us the whole way to our own crosses and our own suffering, who does not abandon us, but who offers friendship and companionship and blessing and forgiveness and hope and peace on the way. This week, meditate on who Jesus is. Ask the question, who do people say Jesus is? And this week, meditate on who you are in light of him being the Messiah. Ask yourself the question, who do people say that I am? Because Jesus has anointed each and every one of us. We are Christians, anointed ones, ones who are to go out and be little messiahs wherever we go. Not little Alexanders the Great, not little Caesars, not messiahs who pursue a better world no matter the cost to others, but little Jesuses, ones who pursue the well-being of the world despite the cost to ourselves. With Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen.